This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The new city budget in Los Angeles slashes money for the police department by more than $120 million. The city is saving money by granting less overtime, and it's also relying more and more on police volunteers. The LAPD already has more than 700 unpaid workers in its reserve officer corps. Gloria Hillard spoke with some of them.
For anyone interested in becoming a reserve officer with the Los Angeles Police Department, this is the first step, the orientation meeting.
How you guys doing tonight?
Good.
Lieutenant Craig Herron, who runs LAPD's reserve unit, surveys the room. He asks how many want to join the reserves in order to become full-time officers. A few raise their hand.
The rest of you, I assume, always wanted to be a cop, but you found an opportunity to have fame and fortune elsewhere and said, you know what, I can still be a reserve officer and still do my full-time job.
There's a law student, a bank teller. 42-year-old Vincent Lavaris works post-production for film and television.
Actually, I'm fulfilling a childhood dream as well as giving back to the community.
That's what 34-year-old schoolteacher Arcelia Ponce had in mind when she joined the reserves 2 years ago. A Kevlar vest pulls her uniform tight across her shoulders. Her hand rests lightly on her police belt.
Hello, ma'am.
As an entry-level reserve, Ponce must work alongside a full-time officer, and her assignments are usually special events like festivals and art walks. Still, she says,
I think it's equally as dangerous. We're all out there on the field. I wear the same badge and have the same gun, the same uniform. I look just the same like the other officers.
Radio check.
Radio check, loud and clear.
Across town, Marty Greenblatt has a desk in the squad room at LAPD's Pacific Division. He's wearing a crisp blue shirt with a red striped tie, and a gold detective badge rides low on his hips. Before becoming a reserve detective, 72-year-old Greenblatt was an attorney.
LAPD has a very enlightened attitude toward age. They will not stop you from going into the program as a result of your age, but nor will they cut you any breaks.
He did 5 months at the academy and is qualified in firearms, but it's 40 years as a corporate attorney that he brings to this job investigating white-collar crime.
I file my own cases with the district attorney, and I testify at the prelims at trials. I get arrest warrants. I get search warrants.
Reserve officers undergo the same thorough application process and extensive training as full-time officers, says Lieutenant Herron.
So by the time you become a level one police officer, you've gone through over 1,000 hours of training, and at that point they have as much peace officer authority as I do 24 hours a day.
According to the International Association of Chiefs of Police, more than 2,100 police departments nationwide have volunteer programs. And while training and duties vary widely, the use of volunteers in criminal investigations can raise legal and safety concerns.
Many of these people may do a great job and have tremendous input.
Stan Goldman teaches at Loyola Law School in Los Angeles.
My concern is if you bring somebody in who rides along and actually gets involved in criminal circumstances involving crimes, and they may have been trained well and they may have other experiences in life, but they're still only doing it a couple of days a month.
Working an average of 25 hours a week, Reserve Detective Greenblatt may be an exception. He works out every day to keep himself in shape and likes going out in the field, but he acknowledges,
it's getting a little late for me to go chasing bad guys and trying to climb over fences or whatever. That's for these young men and women to do.
He says the best part of his job is something many detectives consider the worst part.
I just got two subpoenas served on me now.
It's the assignment that holds no fear for the retired attorney, the courtroom. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.